Cammie Baker, C-A-M-I Baker, B-A-K-E-R. 31-year-old woman comes in today with abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, increased weight, tiredness, weakness, falling asleep all the time. I'm so tired all the time, even though I have two kids. I can't keep awake. History of right ventricular hypertrophy. Next number is possible. Sleep apnea. Also has been exposed to the flu. History of anxiety and depression. And recent blood work was within normal limits. Also has history of congestive, family history of congestive heart failure, as long as recurrent, as long as strokes in multiple family members. No breast cancer, no colon cancer reported. This is a married 31-year-old woman with two children. She's a lender at the bank. She comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 or 5 days. Some symptoms have been going on longer. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol, review of system as above, surgery, tubal ligation, and has had urine ablation, medical problems, hypertension, low thyroid, anxiety, depression, not suicidal. Medication, sertraline, 50 milligram once a day, lisinopril, 20 milligram once a day, levothyroxine, 25 milligram a day. And on birth control pills, used to be on Adipex, but did not work for her, so she quit taking it. She's not taking her birth control pills on a regular basis and is thinking about getting off of it. Last set of blood tests in June was within normal limits. I explained to her that it's important for her to get off the birth control, especially with history of hypertension. She's under care. We'll begin. We will discuss copper IUD with her. OB-GYN pap smear is up to date. Mammogram is up to date. This is under maintenance and colonoscopy. Not even needed yet. Allergy morphine, COVID immunization, none. 281 pounds, up 5 pounds, 99%, 98, 4, 16, 85, 130 over 65, heart positive, small positive, two lungs. Clear abdomen is soft. Epigastric tenderness noted. Neck shows no JVD, but no, but there is evidence of lymphadenopathy. TMs are red. Prostate pharynx is red and inflamed. Neurological non-focal lower extremity shows a 1 plus pleural edema bilaterally. Assessment, number one, flu test is negative. Number two, cough, cold, congestion, fever, URI without the flu. Next number is treated with Z-Pak. Next number, patient looks good. I don't believe the patient needs an injection today. Next number is sertraline, doing a good job for her anxiety. Next number, low thyroid, history of hypothyroidism, TSH within normal limits. Next number, birth control pills per OB-GYN. But I put in my 2 cents today. Next number, lab is within normal limits once again. Next number, she does have right ventricular hypertrophy. Next number, she does need to have a sleep study done. Next number is increased weight. Next number is fatty liver as before. Next number is history of low thyroid. TSH is normal. Next number, dizziness with related to current illness. Her carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number is vertigo. Next number is palpitation. Heart shows right ventricular hypertrophy, slightly worse than a year and a half ago. Next number of findings were discussed with patient at length. Next number set up for sleep study ASAP. She had one set up last time, but she did not do it. Next number is hypertension. Blood pressure is controlled by lisinopril. Next number is hypertension could also be caused by sleep apnea, and that needs to be addressed as well, and she understands. Thank you.